45.
Elon.
Brown, 45.
Hot.
You are listening to Any Given Sunday, Australia.
Yes, hello and welcome to the Any Given Sunday Australia podcast, the number one podcast in this household. Joining me, I can say as always now, because I think you're pretty much a regular, is our experienced kid turned professional, getting better with every recording that we do. It's Danny Webb. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm good, mate. I'm good. Big week ahead for us. Big week.
It is. For those that are watching, we are still live. We've gone full Nuffy. I've gone Packers head to toe. You've got your Philly Eagles jersey or shirt on because we are playing each other this week. So,
oh, mate. And I don't even think it's going to be a tight one. But anyway, we'll see how we go.
Yes. Yeah, righto. We'll talk about that later. Have you got your mandatory 4 hours of study in this, well, is
always
it combined for a week, or are you just doing it per episode, like Artie?
No, I do 4 hours per episode. I put in the work. In the work.
You are better. That's got you ahead of Cardi. Well done.
Yeah, Cardi probably comes with like more natural knowledge, and because I was so far behind the eight ball, I need to put in the work.
Well, you've just got the sporting brain, though. Like you said, you've got the F1s. You're an NBA pundit. Well, you said you're watching the World Cup now. Like, you've just got a full knowledge of the world.
Yeah, I even went to the cricket. Like, you know, the game in the MCG that no one was at. There was like 3,000 people there. I was one of the 3,000 on a lonely Tuesday.
You were one of the 3,000, nice. How was it? Was it good? I love the G.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I was like, I'm never going to pass up an opportunity to go to the G. I went with a couple of my English mates, so it's always good to have a little bit of rivalry, except that completely stopped after our innings because there was no way they were catching them. But, never pass up an 100%. Opportunity to go to the G at any point.
Yeah, nice, man. Nice. All right, we will get into it. Once again, I have not got an intro for the T-Max injury report, but we'll just go through that slate pretty quickly. So we spoke about it Tuesday. We said Justin Fields went down with a little bit of an injury to his non-throwing shoulder. So he has a separated shoulder with some ligament damage, and they've said that he's day-to-day. So he's a chance of playing, but it comes down to I said we'll go through quickly, but I'll throw it to you now. It's one of those things. They're not really in the playoff picture. Do you risk him or do you sit him for a week or two?
I think he said he wants to play because it's not in his throwing arm. So he said it's a separated shoulder joint, partially torn ligament. He said it's basically an AC joint, but because it's in his offhand, he was like, I'm good to go. I'm ready to play. But when he hurt it on consecutive back-to-back plays, which is never going to be ideal. So if he's going to, especially if it's late in the game, he's going to be trying to rush yards and slide, well, that's the arm he's going to unintentionally slide on.
Yeah, say hello to whoever's calling.
You're
right.
As quick as I could get.
You're right. But like you said, you cop a big hit. And I don't know, can an age, you are the doctor of thundernomics around here. Can he get any worse with an AC or?
Well, if it's a partially torn ligament, you can completely tear it. So it's obviously an injured ligament.
Yep.
And if it's only partially torn, it depends on how much it's hanging on by. But yeah, 100%, you can completely. He could ruin his season by playing again. But whether he does that or not, I don't know. It depends on his competitive drive, I guess. And plus, the professional athletes that know their own body.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be too many of them that are going to say, "Look, I don't want to play." So.
It might be a coaching staff or a medical staff decision more than his, I reckon.
All right, we'll get through the rest of it. Matthew Stafford, the LA Rams QB, he's out with concussion protocol, and he's also got a bit of a sore neck. I didn't see the hit, but he must have had a bit of whiplash in there. So he's out for, I reckon it's the second game in 3 weeks with concussion. So that's something that he's going to have to address going forward. A shout out that I've been planning on doing for. Oh no, go! You're going to talk. We're going through them quickly.
So like we said, he missed the game 2 weeks ago for concussion, and then this one is only he's officially ruled out with a neck issue. So that I don't even think they want to label it as another concussion 2 weeks apart, because I don't know what the protocol is for repetitive concussions, but I don't think it's good. So they've labeled this one as a neck issue.
Mm. Yeah, well, we had that drama with Tua earlier in the year, so it'll be interesting. Mm. But it is something to, we won't go into it, but I think that's something to keep an eye on going forward. Now, a shout out that I've been promising to do since we started. We're, 40-something episodes in, 30-something episodes in. Pete D'Souza, one of our long-time listeners. We always talk about his birds, his Cardinals. But we've got some half-decent news for him that Kyler Murray, he's expected to be playing this week. And obviously his thumbs have recovered from the RSI from playing Warzone or whatever the game is you call.
Yeah, Warzone.
Yeah, so good news for them. They'll be back. And also Maxi Rampling, his Bagels are expecting to get Jamar Chase back this weekend. So that's huge. We spoke about it the other day that they put up 37 without him. I imagine they're going to put up more with him.
Yeah, 100%. They'll be trying to do much better with him. It actually got announced because Joe Burrow's announced, he said he was playing. That's how it all came out, which I thought was kind of cool.
Should have gone with the Michael Jordan, I'm back kind of thing.
Yeah. Is it that big of a return? Jordan is the GOAT, man.
No, he didn't retire and come back. He pulled a string and came back. But, you know, I'd do it.
Hip injury, wasn't it? Hip injury, October 16th?
Something like that. Yeah, you are right, 100%. Look at you, know more than I do. Good work. If it's not Green Bay Packers, I don't care, mate.
With the amount you rip me every episode, I need to have something on you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we do have a couple of news stories, and these ones I will get your opinion on. First off, the Jets have told quarterback Zach Wilson that he's going to be sitting this weekend, and they're going to Mike White is going to come in and be their starter. What are your thoughts, mate?
Wilson was hailed only a year ago as a franchise savior. So him going to the bench is a pretty dramatic shakeup. It's pretty huge move, but he had an absolute stinker, didn't he? And he had a career low pass, only 77 yards to the loss against the New England Patriots. And what did they have for the whole game? Like 103 or something? It was incredibly low.
I had a stat that I put up on the gram as well. In the second half, they averaged 2.7 inches per play. Not yards, 2.7 inches per play.
Which is absolutely pathetic as an offense. So I think...
I know most guys would say that that's pretty big, but it's not.
Man, we're going to have to get you a ruler so you can see how big 2.7 inches is. The full intent apparently is to get Zach back just doing more routine sort of stuff and to get him back to what the Jets saw him being as like a promising draft prospect, because he was picked second, was it, overall in 2021? So they obviously saw a lot of potential in him. I think so. And he had a better rookie season than he's having now, but I think they want to get him back to doing some more like fundamental stuff, build up his confidence, and then the plan is to bring him back. They definitely said that it wasn't the end for him.
Yeah, nice. The Texans are going through a very similar thing at the moment. They've won a hell of a lot less games, but they're benching their starting QB, Davis Mills, and they've put in young bloke Kyle Allen. Have you come across this one, mate?
Yeah. So they benching him after he completed only 57% of his passes for 169 yards, and he threw two interceptions, which, like, compared to the Jets QB, like, it seems like not too bad of a game, but they're still going to bench him. The hope is to switch. Allen will provide a bit more of a spark to the offense because it currently ranks 32nd in total yards per game.
Ooh. Well, yep, 32 teams. Yeah, no, they're dead last.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is Allen's fifth season in the NFL after spending his first 4 years with the Panthers. He's 7-10 as a starter with 24 touchdowns and has had 17 interceptions in his career.
Hmm.
So it's not a massive jump forward.
We'll see how it goes this way. Do we know who they've got? Who they're playing?
Miami. They got Miami.
Ooh, that's a tough way to start, but you might as well jump in the deep end and see if you can swim.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's going to be a massive, massive test for Alan coming into this one.
Absolutely. And some news that is that recent that we didn't even break the news that he's been dropped or been waived, but the Jags have claimed running back Darrell Henderson from the LA Rams. So he got dropped yesterday and they've already waived him or waived yesterday and picked up today. That's how hot this news is, mate.
Yeah, so they've obviously picked him up to give the experienced running, like to give, sorry, to be a backup to their experienced running back, Travis Etienne, which is his French name.
Etienne, well done.
Etienne, yeah. And we'll make sure I got that pronunciation correct, Maxi boy. yeah, so obviously the Jags needed a backup to Travis. So it's a huge, huge signing for them.
Yeah, they sent their other running back to the might have been the Jets actually a few weeks ago. So getting a veteran running back just to play behind him, if anything else, just to take a few of the reps off him is it's going to be good for the Jags, and hopefully can take a little bit of pressure off Trevor Lawrence as well. He kind of needs all the help he can get back there, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely. It was so the Rams dropped him. And 2 days after he played only 4 snaps for the Rams in their loss to the Saints, which the coach said was Henderson was feeling something in his knee during the pregame drills. But I don't know how accurate that is after them dropping him and then him being picked up straight away.
Feeling something.
It might be a little bit more to that.
Yeah, well, that. And if they're picking him up, they're taking him through a physical as well. So, yeah, I reckon that might be a little bit of a, he's feeling something. Bugger off.
Yeah, we'll let him. Yeah, exactly.
All righty, mate. We're moving on to, I know we did it the other day, but we're going again.
It's time for questions without notice.
Now, this time, I've only done this purely because it is our Thanksgiving week. So we've got 3 games tomorrow, a huge 3-game slate. And I've only got 1 question for you with questions without notice. Don't stress. It's not pronouncing people's names and things like that. We'll save that for Tuesday. I've already got a few people sent some into me for you. So that might be our hottest.
even after my correct pronunciation of Etienne. I thought I was done. Beautiful.
No way, Jose. Jose might be one of the names. so like I said, it's Thanksgiving. We've got 3 games tomorrow. But the one question I want to know what you're thankful for, mate. What are you going forward? Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful that I am nearly back to work. It has been where are we at now? 9 weeks. I think I've got roughly 3 and a bit to go. 3 and a bit to go before I'll be back to work, at least back to doing some form of light duties. And I am very thankful that it's been a clean, quite easy recovery in the terms of it's only really been time. I didn't need surgery, didn't need any of that. So the quicker I'm back to work, the better it's going to be for me. So I'm very thankful for that. What are you thankful for, Tibby? Oh, T-Mac even? Tibby, you too.
I wasn't actually expecting a serious answer there. I was kind of, I was thinking that you're going to take the piss a little bit.
I've just come back from the physio, so got the good news that it's all looking better than expected. Yeah, so I'm on a little bit of a high from
enough.
That.
Fair enough. I wasn't actually expecting you to ask me back, which I probably should have.
it's a 2-way street here.
I'm going to go to. Yeah, it is. It is. It should be, I guess. I'm going to go down the path of being an idiot, and I am thankful that the Packers are playing your Eagles this week, mate, because we are going to come out and right all our wrongs, and we're going to start our season off today. We're going to run the table from now on, so I'm thankful that we're going to knock you boys off and make our way off into the playoffs from today. It starts this week. That's what I'm thankful
for. So what I'm getting from that, you're thankful that it took 12 weeks for you to get your season started. Yeah, fair enough, if that's what you're right.
We're just
going to
give everyone a head start. It's just a false sense of security for everyone else. You know, Christian Watson, 5 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks. He's now leading all rookie wide receivers for touchdowns. You know, he's done it in 2 weeks. We're getting Randall Cobb back. I don't know. I was thinking that the wheels are starting to roll. I'm going full Nuffy. I've got the jersey and the shorts on as well as the hat. I've got Aaron Rodgers sitting right behind me. Here he is with my Green Bay helmet. Beautiful. So, yeah. I am very thankful that this week we are playing the Philadelphia Eagles. And just to kind of show you maybe that the pretenders that you might be.
Pretenders? When was the last time you were in the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, good point. Hang on, when was the last time you were in the Super Bowl? Do you know that one?
Was it 2016, 17?
It was one of those. It was around there, yeah. Smart ass. Good work. Nice. I honestly wouldn't have come out that hot if you didn't start off early saying it wasn't going to be a close game. So I'm putting this on.
Yeah, that's fine, man. I'm ready. I'm ready to take the heat. I stepped into the kitchen. I'm good to go.
Good. Well, we will. We won't muck around then. We'll get straight into this week's slate of games, and then we can get to the hot game where we can just kind of tear strips off each other.
Favorite thing to do, mate. Favorite thing to do. So tomorrow's game. Tomorrow's game for us. Tomorrow's games for us. We've got the Bills at the Lions.
Yeah, so the Bills, it's the second week in a row they've gone to Ford Field with their game being moved last week. They will be hot favourites, I reckon, 8.5.
They're actually 9.5 favourites against the Lions.
What a great start. Are you writing these down? Because we've seen how terrible I am writing them down. Keeping on top of these.
Yeah, I'm actually going to do some form of work.
You're really literally just sliding Cardi out. This is amazing. We'll see what happens.
Oh, mate, as soon as he's back, we'll slide him straight back in. And I'll sit somewhere else. I'll sit in the top third of the screen.
I've never done a three-way. We'll see what happens, but I like it. I'll pick first. And so you said 9.5.
Yeah.
They've been good, the Lions. I reckon they'll keep it close. I'm going to go the Lions. +9.5 there.
Yeah, I'd already wrote it down before you'd even... I already ticked Lions on mine, so I was already... So we're both thinking the same thing. I'm thinking as well with Josh Allen still nursing his elbow. The Lions have been playing incredibly well. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Lions as well.
Yeah, nice. Next one.
Next one, we have the Giants and the Cowboys.
So, a nice divisional game. I reckon Cowboys, after their 40-3 win, running a little bit hot, they would be favourites by 10, I reckon, and a half.
Okay, so the favourites by 9.5.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I love it when you start like this. You can only go up from here. Yeah. You can only go up from here, T-Mac.
You can. You can. All right, you pick. Who are we going with?
9.5, big line, but with the way they absolutely demolish the Vikings, I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Nice, because I'm going to say that the Giants, it's a divisional game, so they'll keep it close. So I reckon Cowboys still win, but Giants within 9.5.
Giants to cover. Beautiful. Yep. Next game, we've got the Patriots at the Vikings.
What are the Vikings? Minnesota? Minneapolis Vikings?
Minnesota. Minnesota Vikings. We're not doing this again. That took up 30 minutes of last week's pod.
All right. The Vikings at home will be favourites. So, but it'd only be like 2.5.
It is. It's exactly 2.5. I was tipping them to be favourites by a little bit more. But, yeah, so field goal.
They stunk it up last week. I'm going to say it is Bill Belichick, and it's a Sunday, like a Friday. I'm going to say that they cover, Patriots cover, 2.5.
You're on the Pates to cover. I reckon the Vikings are going to come out hungry after their embarrassing loss. I reckon they're not pretenders, and they should show New England, especially at home. They should put up a bit more of a fight, win by at least more than a field goal. So I'm taking the Vikings.
They should. Fair enough. I just want to mention so it's a big day tomorrow. Starts 4:30 in the morning, the first game, and then 8:30 and 12:30. So three big games, big day of sitting on the couch watching the football, I reckon.
Absolutely, especially with the weather we've been having lately. There's nothing better to do than sit back and watch the football all day.
Absolutely.
Next, we've got the Ravens at the Jaguars.
Ooh. Ravens didn't look great last week. They'll be favourite, even down in Jags. Maybe 4.5?
3.5.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Mate, the look of disappointment on your face when you only get one out. Yeah, the look of disappointment on your face is there's nothing better.
I'm ballpark every time. It's just, it's a big ballpark.
Yeah, you only miss by one, but it's great.
I think it's you, not me.
Is it? Oh, tough one. The Ravens did not look good last week.
Nope.
3.5. Oof. Yeah, I'm gonna regretfully take the Ravens to cover by more than 3.5. I'm not necessarily happy about it though.
Nah, neither am I. Down in Jacksonville, they are 2-3, 4-1. I'm going to say the Ravens as well. Take the same.
Yeah?
Yeah. Again, not happy about it, but we'll take it.
You got to do what you got to do, don't you? Next game, we got the Broncos at the Panthers.
Oh, right. Surely the Broncos are favourites, but only just. I'm going to say 2.5 for the Broncos.
Where's the clapping? The clapping sound bit. There you go, mate. 2.5.
Yes. I'll bow first. The Panthers have actually been all right the last few weeks, and the Broncos, it's just their defence. They get beaten last week, Broncos? Do you remember?
Oh.
They did. They lost to the Raiders in overtime.
Yeah, that's right, they did. But, yeah, and that's the thing. The Raiders took them to overtime and the Raiders won.
I'm actually going to say the Panthers will keep it close. So, at home.
Yeah, you're taking the Panthers? Well, I'm going to swerve. I'm going to swerve and reckon Broncos are going to bounce back. Just got to keep it interesting, mate. Got to keep it interesting.
Yeah.
Next, we've got the Falcons.
So, hang on. I saw a stat that Russell Wilson currently has less touchdowns thrown on the season than toilets he has in his house.
The man's got a lot of toilets. What can you say?
He has a lot. He has 7 touchdowns on the season. He's got 12 toilets in his house. So, yeah.
Who needs 12 toilets in their house? Like...
Yeah, well, he's got no kids, you know. He's got to have a shit in a different room every day. He's a weird unit.
Yeah, very strange man.
But very strange.
Next, we got the Falcons at the Commanders.
Ooh. At the Commanders, did you say? Yep.
Yeah. At Washington.
Washington will be favourites by 3.5.
They're favourited by 4.5.
Ooh, that's a surprise. I'm going to... Oh, that makes
it... It's my pick, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait for you to pick.
I kind of wish it was your pick because I was just going to pick the opposite.
Big chance that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. I'm still a bit salty on old Washington, so No, I reckon they'll cover. Yeah, I'm going to take the Commanders.
Fair enough. I think it's always a field goal in it, so I'm going to take the Falcons.
Yeah, I've already got regrets.
Yeah. I actually like the Commanders. I reckon they'll win, but I reckon it would be, you know, 2 or 3 points.
Yeah, closer. Yeah, a little bit closer. Yeah. Next, we got the Buccaneers at the Browns.
The Bucks at the Browns, I'm going to say 4.5.
3.5.
To the Bucks.
Bucks, 3.5.
To the 3.5, yeah. To the Bucks is what I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I was.
Yeah.
I actually reckon they'll cover. I don't know if it's my turn, but I'm going to say it.
You reckon it is your turn? You reckon the Browns are going to cover? You're taking the Browns?
No, the Bucks. The Bucks. The Bucks.
Oh yeah, so yeah. I was like, what? I agree with you. I'm going the Bucks as well. Can't swerve on that one. Next, we got Maxi's Bengals at the Titans.
This is a tough one because I think the Titans, they just keep chugging along. Like they did enough to beat us. It's at home, so they should be favourites. Shut up, idiot. But they won't be heavy favourites. I reckon maybe 2, 3.5 for the Titans. That seems to be the line of the week.
You're saying the Titans are 3.5 favourites?
Yeah.
So what you're saying? Just to clarify? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Correct.
No, you're 100% wrong.
Yeah.
Couldn't. Yeah. Oh. Very wrong.
What is it?
the Bengals are 2.5 favourites.
Yeah, right. It's at high.
It's at Tennessee. In Tennessee. Yeah. Yep. Well, so I'm guessing you're taking the Titans. Oh, is it?
No, your pick.
I reckon it's about time the Bengals start turning things around. I'm going to take them, even though you're going to completely go the other way. But it's just to. More or less opposite to what you are, because I could sense in the waters where you were heading.
Jamar Chase backs are huge.
Yeah, that'll be where the line is.
Yeah, I agree. So I'm going to say the Titans will cover, just because.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, needs to happen. It's good sportsmanship, you know, to go against one another. Next, we've got the Texans at the Dolphins.
Before we even start picking what the line is, I am picking the Dolphins. I will say that. But I reckon it'll be big. It'll be like 9.5.
Yeah, keep going.
10.5.
Keep going. And half. Warmer.
12.5. Holy shit.
Warmer. 13.5.
Holy shit. Yeah, I'll still back them. They've got 2 touchdowns in them.
Yeah?
Fucking hell, that's a lot of points.
Yeah, that's a lot. I reckon they got it, but, you know, 13.5 is huge. It's a massive line. Do I want to back Houston? surely they got... This is tearing me apart, but yeah,
I'm not going to say. I'm going to wait for you to pick, and then I'm going to tell you.
All right, I'll take the Texans. Go on, hit me with it.
They did. Well, we saw that they've changed quarterback.
Yeah, new quarterback bump. Let's see how we go. 13.5, surely they'll cover that. That's a lot.
that could be a thing. I like it. Nice.
Next, we got the Bears at New York. The Jets, sorry.
Bears at the Jets, QB injured, QB change. Mike White, when he came in last time, absolutely lit it up on his first game. So the Jets would be at home favourites on the slip turf. They will be 3.5 favourites.
The 6.5 favourites, which is pretty massive.
Well, yeah, especially when you change quarterbacks. It all depends on Fields, doesn't it? If he doesn't play, then that's probably fair. So yeah, this is an exactly. early pick so, from us.
Yeah, it needs to be done. Is it? It's mine. They didn't, isn't it? Because you snagged the Dolphins.
Yeah, I went the Dolphins. I went the Dolphins a long you way out.
I reckon Fields will play. I reckon he will try and push forward with it. Depends on how minor that tear actually is. But yeah, I'm going to bank the fact he is going to play. And then if he does play, they should cover. So I'm going to take the Bears.
Yeah. I like your thinking, but I'm going to say that they're going to arrest him and Mike White will tear it up.
So you're taking the Jets. Love that. Look at us go.
On the, it's only because it's a slip field, you know? It's just where it's
wrong. Because we're such experts on turf now.
Correct.
Especially synthetic. Yep.
I've spoken a lot about it in the last few weeks. So I know all about it.
Next, we've got the Raiders at the Seahawks.
So we're into the 8 o'clock slate now. Raiders and Seahawks. Seahawks have been playing pretty well. At home, they will be 4.5 favourites. Line of the week.
Bang. Bang on. Line of the week. You got there, mate. 3.5 favourites to the Seahawks.
Line of the week. And they will cover the Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm going for the Seahawks on this one as well. So,
yeah,
we're both on board.
Nice and quick, that one. Nice and easy.
Yeah, yeah. Next, we've got the Chargers at the Cardinals.
Chargers at the Bird Stadium. So the Cardinals have just fired another news piece I probably should have put in. Fired their assistant offensive line coach for apparently he groped a woman down in Mexico City. He got fired before the game last week. So a little bit of turmoil in the Birds, although they do say that their QB will be back. I still think the Chargers should be favourites by 2.5.
Chargers are favourites by 2.5.
Whoa, that's a fuck good get, that one. That is a great get.
Yeah. Who's it on? Is it back to me or is it? No, it's you. It's on you.
No,
picked the Seahawks. You picked the Seahawks. Yep. Yeah. I reckon the Chargers will do it. I'm taking the Chargers.
Yeah. I'm going to pick the Chargers purely because our man Faf is on an absolute heater and he's picked the Chargers as his team. So I love Justin Herbert. I love Faf. So I'm backing Faf and saying that the Chargers are going to win.
We all love Faf. Especially in our punters club. Especially right now in our punters club. We all love Faf.
Yeah. We do love Faf.
Next, we got the Rams at the Chiefs.
This could quite possibly be a bigger line than the other game. So I'm going to say they've matched it and say 13.5.
Close. Keep going.
14.5.
Nope. Keep going.
15.5. I'm not watching you. I can't look at you. You're doing up stuff.
I'm not. 15.5. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that is absolutely huge.
That's my chick, isn't it?
Yeah.
They'll do it. The Rams suck.
Like, surely that's going to be one of the biggest, well, especially Matthew Stafford not playing, huge. But surely it's got to be one of the biggest lines against a team who's just won the Super Bowl. Like, I know we're 12 weeks in.
That is a great stat, and I'm going to say yes, that is.
Yeah, just on the top of your head. Oh, good. That's why we love to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, the best stats are made up anyway.
Yeah. Correct. 60% of the time, it's right, 100%.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to say who are they playing? Kansas City will cover. Travis Kelce is an absolute beast, so they'll cover. It'll be 3 touchdowns.
Massive line. It's such a big line. I'm with you. I'm saying the Chiefs as well.
How do you bet
against Mahomes at the moment and Kelsey, especially if they don't have Stafford?
I think it's switched. You know, we're saying for so long we don't bet against the Birds until they give us a reason. I think it's at the moment we don't get a bet against the Chiefs until they give us a reason.
Speaking about not betting against the Birds, next we got your Packers at my Birds. Who are you going with? Oh, first, what's the line?
I reckon you've missed a game first, I reckon. What about 49ers Saints?
That's not on my little spread here.
Well, I've got them. So 49ers Saints, they are at the same time. So you don't have their line, obviously, if you don't got them in front of
you. Yeah, what's up with Sportsbet? Come on, Sportsbet. Sort yourself out.
I just said it's... I reckon Sportsbet's gone. You know what? We're already paying out on the 49ers. They're covering and winning whatever it is. So I'm going to say we don't know. This is a pure guess that it's going to be about 8.5, 9.5 against the Saints. And the way they are looking in Santa Clara, they'll cover and they'll run away. They've been 3-1 since Christian McCaffrey has come. So they're just going to keep running away with it.
Yeah, I'll see if I can...
So I'm going to say the Lions...
You guess it. I'll
try and find
it. You're
happy to play with that? Oh, you're going to find it, are you?
This is... until you come back. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm here. Yeah, okay. I'm with Ladbrokes now, so we're swapping sponsors. Sportsbet, you need to lift your game.
Yeah, Ladbrokes have been part of my family for generations, so I really appreciate them coming on.
And as always, gamble responsibly. So what did you guess the line was?
Have you got 8.5? I said 8.5.
No, you're wrong. Might have been 8.5 on Sportsbet, but it's definitely not 8.5 on Ladbrokes.
What are they going with?
9.5. Too close.
Oh, so it's close. They'll cover. They'll cover, Sam Fran. I don't know if it was my choice, but they'll cover.
It was definitely my choice, but anyway. I'm
going first, because that means you've got to pick first. I think I know who you're going to pick against the Eagles Packers, but you get to pick first.
Yes. What do you think the line's going to be? Your Packers at my Eagles.
At your Eagles, so it'll be huge. It'll be that 8.5 for you boys, I reckon.
It's less. You got to remember we lost.
I can know things.
And then we lost 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you suck.
And then,
as well.
Then last week we won by what, one? It was like small, tiny amount. So, and we don't suck.
Rude. So what is it, like 6.5, 7.5 or less?
Again? 6.5. It's 6.5.
All right. Nice. I'm happy to have the Packers plus 6.5. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I'm taking the Birds. So
that is my. I've never done one. That's my lock of the week. We are guaranteed to cover that.
Yeah. Is that going to make it into your little lock? Your little multi that you're going to do? Your Packers only multi.
Packers heavy. Yeah. So we did talk about this. We're going to do a. When are we playing? Monday. So. Monday morning, you'll send me a very heavy Eagles multi. I'm going to put in a very heavy Packers multi, and then we'll combine and we'll do a joint multi for the fam out there. But that'll probably be a part of it. If it's 6.5, and it's a lock, we're guaranteed.
Yeah, we've got a lock. I'll probably just put
Packers,
part of it now.
I'll just put Packers money line, really.
Yeah.
What are we paying? Is it on there?
I can get back to it. You're paying $3.52. To win.
Oh, how much juice is that?
That is very juicy. You
that's
chuck more, that in there
that's
with
almost more than my else. Multi. That's almost more than my multi that I've got for this tomorrow. Just a little one to keep everything ticking.
There you go, mate. We'll see. We'll see what happens. See what happens on the day. I'll see you on Monday.
I can't wait. Cool, boys. Yep. Last game. What do we got?
Oh, I've jumped out of it now. So our Tuesday game is Steelers at the Colts.
Ooh. Colts have been good last couple of weeks. They probably should have won against your Birds last week. So they'll be...
Yeah, Saturday's been doing wonders for him.
Good way, Jeffrey. 2.5 favourites.
They are 2.5 favourites. Lucky last, mate. Look at you go. You didn't just chip out this week. You started off 4. Just finish strong.
High. That's all that matters. Yeah. Yeah. My choice or your choice?
I chose the first, but I went the Eagles. But then you stole my pick. So I'm going to choose. So yeah. I'm just going to put my foot down. I'm going to take the Colts.
Pick the last 4.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Colts because I've got faith in Saturday. I've got faith in the new coach. And the Steelers stink.
Yep. I actually agree. I like Saturday. I like Jonathan Taylor. I like the Colts. I reckon they will also win and cover.
All right, lovely, mate. So we'll give you, we'll get the update, the updated scores of how we're both doing, how we're both tracking. We'll post it to the socials after this episode. Yeah. And then we'll see where we're
you
at.
You will
see
get
we're
the tracking. Update, not me. You will get it.
I said, we as a team. We're a team. It's a team sport.
No way. We're against each other this week. It's me and Aaron. Yeah. Love boys. All right. I do have a multi. Just put old Aaron back just gently. I do have a multi tomorrow.
You're very non-juicy multi.
Just to get the bank ticking over. It's a 3-leg, but we've got 3 games. So I thought I'd pick the 3 games. So I went with Betr. They gave the Giants a 10.5 line. So I've gone Giants plus 10.5, and I've gone Bills and Vikings at money line. And it's paying $3.70, not boosted. So you could boost it up a little. You'll probably get closer to $4, but just to get the thing money rolling, and then we can play a bit more money on my Packers. Pretty much Monday. Roll that straight into the Packers winning.
Yeah. That'd be nice. So you turn that out, it could become a $100 weekend for you pretty quick.
It could. Definitely could. So I'll be putting that one on and watching it come in. I reckon it'll be a good game. It's a big day tomorrow. I reckon it'll be a good game, especially the Giants-Dallas. Although if Dallas shows up like Dallas did last week, it could be an absolute blowout again. That's the one problem with Dallas. They could really tear teams apart or they could keep it close. You know, it's 50-50 one way or the other.
100% of the time, 50% of the time. Nah, Dallas probably should be coming in with a fair bit of momentum. They should be coming in with a fair bit of momentum after their demolishing of the Vikings. So it'll be interesting. It'll be good to see how it goes.
What about you, mate? Is there any games either tomorrow or Monday that you're really looking forward to? Besides the obvious, you know, my boys beating your boys.
Obviously we've got a lot of heat between the two of us. Some of those massive lines, it'll be really interesting to see if the Dolphins and the Chiefs, if they actually pull off those massive lines. I think that's going to be interesting in itself. It's always nice sometimes to see a team absolutely dominate another team to see whether it actually happens or not. Yeah. It'll be good to see.
Yeah, nice. All right, mate, we've ticked off another week. I'm feeling a lot better. You're obviously a lot more up and about than we were on Tuesday. It was notably, we were notably nosy, I believe.
Very nasally.
One thing that came back last week, which was a huge, probably a bigger segment than what we anticipated, was our cheese chat. So we're going to bring back, you know, fromage for the family. I don't think I asked, what's your favorite cheese?
Oh, I am a real Frenchie when it comes to cheese. My favorite sort of cheese is raclette. And for those who don't know, raclette's quite a hard cheese, but you put it under this like grill.
Oh, I've never heard of melt it in my life.
Yeah. We used to get it at the fromagerie when we lived in France. Right, and so it's this really, really hard wheel of cheese that comes out, but it's designed to melt. And as it melts, it's very gooey, and you serve it over steamed potatoes, like some charcuterie, some cornichons, and you kind of all pile it in together and make this big, like, cheesy mess. And that's your meal. That's your whole meal. It's just cheese. So, yeah, raclette.
Wow.
Raclette's my favorite form of fromage. But I do like the segment, fromage for the fam.
Fromage for the fam. Can we get that over here, or is it purely a French thing?
No. So, like, for my birthday, was it? It must have been last year. My brother got me at home raclette machine. So it's like you put the cheese under on these little plates, and you put it on this little grill, and it melts it. And you like do it at home. And yeah, to get it here, I get it mainly from the Queen Vic Market. You can get it from South Melbourne Market.
Shout out!
But yeah, it's imported French cheese.
Yeah, nice. Shout out to Brendo. He's always good with the presents. He always comes up big. So, although you have returned quite a few good presents to him in the past, that the boys are normally in and around, especially jumping out of planes and such. But
yeah, big givers.
You are. Nah, nice. I reckon we'll keep fromage with the fam going, but we'll have to get maybe a few fan questions because I really don't know any other questions to ask you besides your favourite.
Yeah. We get the fam to send in their favourite fromage, and then we can discuss it. See if you've ever heard of it, and then we can do a live tasting at the end of every show. Live tasting of all these sorts of different cheese.
I do. I like cheese, but I'm not as fromage familiar as yourself.
Okay.
I was thinking, and we'll see how we go. We'll do maybe a bit of a live recording or live taping, just you and me. If any other boys are free, we'll see if they're free. But during the Packers and Philly game on Monday, we might be able to do a bit of a live chat. See how we're going.
Oh yeah, like a watch
while we're playing, maybe.
Yeah, like a watch party, live watch party.
Yeah, live watch party. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm up and about for that. We could do that, and we can track our bets along as we do it, so the fam can track the bets along with us, keep them updated per quarter, how everything's looking.
Yeah, even if it's just the last quarter. Well, we'll see how the game's traveling. It might be a blowout the Packers' way, so you might not want to jump on, but I reckon a watch party might be the way to go.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Nice. All right, mate. Well, you have yourself a great weekend. I'll go through the standard. If you like our podcast, let your friends, your family, and your local fromage creator know. Make sure they give us a 5-star rating, leave a review, set that little bell, that little timer to tell you when we are going live, such as today. We're on live at 1 o'clock. You know, it could be different next week. You can find us on all the socials. We're pretty active on the socials. Twitter, AGSAU podcast. What's your podcast? Danny Webb? Danny.web something?
My podcast on my Twitter.
No. What's your Twitter? Your podcast is Any Given Sunday, obviously. What's your Twitter?
This is this one. Yeah, I think my Twitter handle might just be at Danny Webb. Let me just have a quick look. You go through the rest. I'll get back to you.
Our Instagram is anygivensunday.au, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, all Any Given Sunday Australia. Do you have yours up yet, mate?
Mine's at Danny Webb. It looks like underscore underscore. So it's like at Danny Webb with a little line afterwards. I guess Danny Webb was taken. Don't know why I didn't go with something more simple. Yeah. Simpler. You'll find me. I follow Any Given Sunday. You can find me there.
Nice. All right, mate. I am going to sound off with our usual. Give us some of the best voodoo, juju, all the good stuff, and go the Packers this week, mate. Fuck your Eagles.
Yeah, go the Birds. Go the Eagles.
All the best, mate. All the best, mate. The best team, the Packers win.
Oh, I can't wait to see you crying next episode. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Bring your tissues.
I might cry.
Bring your tissues.
On out. Monday, we'll have a watch party and I'll bring some tissues. It'll either be for this eye or the other one.
Oh, mate. Oh, get out of here. Sign this off.
We're out. We're done.